Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Another beautiful day. Actually, I've had an eventful day today because I had some therapy session earlier with some of my clients, and that actually set me up very well for this topic today. Because what we are about to discuss today, it's actually everyday lifestyle, and it's actually what has been happening for years. And we're just trying to walk it through from generations to generations to generations. See, the current term that we had that they called Gen Alpha, they said, isn't it? But before then, last week we had a good episode. I invited a guy called African Lad, and we spoke about the trauma behind mental health, the impact it has on broken homes. And Abigail told us how she was raised by a single parent and he was adopted. From there, also he had his own kids also now, but then he's also not with his the mother of his kids. So, and it kind of be like a thing that's been passing on, and how the half of this world is actually being raised by single parents, and there's a big impact that this have on every one of us. And we are trying to see how we can rectify this. And we try to focus on parents, because most of the time, yes, we know kids suffer the most, but having said that, the parents also suffers, and we kind of neglect the parent because we want to concentrate on the kids. But yes, last week we actually focused on the parent, and I mean, he was here and he almost cried, as you guys can testify to it last week. So that was a very good show. Thank you for everyone that reached out to me and that you enjoyed the show. Yeah, I'm here for you guys. And we're back here today. And today, we're taking it to another level. And I've been trying to get this lady to be on the podcast for a while. At least for 2-3 months now, I've been chasing her. And then I'm happy she finally accepted my invitation. And the topic today is parenting style. And we're going to walk it from the boomers generation all the way to the alpha. Like I said, I'm a millennial. And then we have Gen Z's before the alpha that we are right now. So that's what we're talking about today. And before we start, so because of the song, because of the topic today, I'm going to do a song for our first song today. And I'm going to do an old school song. And I believe you guys will still remember this song. And it's called Shiriri, Omomi Shiriri. It's by Christine Essien. So we're going to do that song. And then after the song, we're going to introduce the guest, and then we're going to dive in straight into the show. And I'll see you guys in a minute. Badura for me, Papa me my shoulder, Badura for me. Come on, the bow, we were blue, Pumani, you're a lover. Come on, the bow, we were blue, Pumani, you're a lover. Here me for not a dummy lion. Papa me, be what a dummy lion. I am the one, I go, my baby. Yes, my people, welcome back. Right, I have a usual, which is, how are you? You know, this is a very question that's personal to me. How are you? And for everyone at home listening to me right now, I hope you're fine. And I can assure you, it will get better. And I'm here. You can reach out and then we can talk about everything. The reason for creating Posh Peace Couch is for us to have a place to sit and be comfortable and talk about everything and anything. So, I got you. Right. The name of my guest today is called Lizzie Babs. I've known Lizzie for a bit, not too long, but I mean, maybe 2 years now. And we try to form a friendship, but I don't know if we're actually friends or not, but we're acquaintance. Yeah, she's a very nice lady, and she's a beautician. Yeah, anything that has to do with beauty and fashion, that's her. And she's going to tell us about herself. But the main topic today, because she's a parent and she's got kids, and I bet you guys, every generation will swear they've done their best. From the boomers to the millennials to the Gen Z, to every single parent will tell you, my style is the best. Mm. They've thought they've done the best, but have we actually done our best? Or which one is the best? We don't know, because life is this. It's a circle, and it just changes all the time from one state to another. So that's why we want to work this thing today and just, you know, talk about the healing process or the wound that one generation might have passed on to the other generation. And we want to explore this and then see what is the best way we can actually individually go about parenting. Because at the end of the day, we have the decision to make by ourselves. We know the best style that can suit us to guide our kids. So we just want to explore this topic today. So let me introduce my guest, Lizzie. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Finally, I was able to grab hold of. I was able to get hold of you eventually.
I know.
Well, what took you so long?
Life. You know, life be life.
I like that. Life be life. That's good. So please tell us about yourself. I mean, my listener would like to know more.
Okay, I'm Elizabeth. I am a mother. I'm also a fashion beauty enthusiast. Mm-hmm. I love everything fashion, everything beauty. I'm a co-founder of a makeup brand called BBB Cosmetics. What else? I'm just a girl of jack of all trades, really.
Good. And you're doing it well.
Thank you.
And we love your style.
Thank you.
Right. Tell me, from your own definition, what is parenting to you?
Parenting is, to me, I mean, I've got two sons. I'm a parent to two boys. One is 11 and one is 3, which is a big age gap. But for me, parenting is individualism.
Right.
I feel like we can't really define parenting.
Okay.
Because it needs to be tailored to the individual person as well as the individual child.
Right. Okay.
So my definition of parenting is ensuring that whatever way it is you're parenting suits the child that you're parenting.
What about you as a parent? Does it have to suit you, or you just have to be about the kids?
Oh no, it has to suit. I'm a big believer of putting yourself first as a parent, especially as mothers.
Okay.
So you definitely have to feel good,
right?
Be good in order for you to be a better parent to your children.
I agree. Right, because the reason why I ask that question is I feel like a lot of time we parents, because I'm one, gets to put our kids' needs first, and sometimes we get it wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes, because when you don't have a settled mind or a sound mind, I'll call, there's no way you can give a good parenting without you actually being in a right frame of mind.
Yeah.
You can only try your best, but your best might not be enough, because you're doing it because you have to, not because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I asked that question, just for clarity, because I know most parents, especially, no stereotype, especially women, they tend to give their kids everything they want, even when they are dying themselves. Why does that happen? Because this is actually, yeah, you can have this topic now, because you as a mother, me as a father, why do you think mom invested more in their kids than fathers most of the time? Stereotypically, by the way, because it's other way around in some cases, but in as a general.
I think it stems from the mother being the one to carry the pregnancy.
Right.
Going through labor. Labor alone, it's like, they say it's like, it's equivalent to 40 bones breaking in your body at once.
Wow.
So just that trauma and that bond that is formed within the 9 months.
Right.
I feel like that alone just create a stronger bond within the mother and the child. Not to say fathers don't have their own bond as well, but I feel like that kind of creates the foundation of the bond for the mother and the child. But in terms of like the mother giving their all and putting the children first before them, I would say I do feel like it's a generational conditioning.
Right.
I do feel like it's a generational condition with society, especially as Africans. What we've been taught is, as a mother, you know, from being a little girl, we're taught that you become a wife, then you become a mother, and that's your whole life. So I think there's that aspect of conditioning to women. But I do feel like there's a shift now in this day and age. Women, mothers are putting themselves first, and they are prioritizing their mental health, their physical health, as well as taking care of the children.
Education. Thank you. You're educating me. I like that. That's actually spot on. I love the answer that you just gave me now. So, which parenting style, from your own opinion, from the way from your parents, which are the boomers, all the way to what we have right now, can you rate it?
That's difficult. And to be honest, I feel like it might be a little bit of an insult to do that.
Right. Okay.
Because the boomers, our parents, they had a different card that they were dealt with.
Right.
Most of our parents are probably first generation to come to Europe or come to go to America or wherever they are. Western world. So they had their own cards to deal with. And I'll say they parented under survival.
Yes,
they were more focusing on, you know, getting the papers, making sure the kids are settled, making sure we have, you know, the necessary papers. So I would also say they probably didn't even enjoy parenting as much as they should, because they were in survival mode all the time.
I could agree.
So I wouldn't rate it, because I feel like it's, you know, it's a little bit of an insult to do that. But I'd say they did, not all, majority of them did what they could with what they had,
which is what they call their own best.
Yeah.
And to actually buttress on what you've just said, and I feel like there's more of a control in those generations.
Yes.
Because it's the parenting especially for women, it's a must. There's no alternative. Now you can easily have a father do co-parenting that we do now in this country, everywhere else. But before, there's something like co-parenting.
Yeah.
When you have a child,
it's the woman's responsibility.
And that means you're subject to, the patriarchy thing that's been happening. So I would agree on that. I'm on your side on that one. So let's move to the millennium. So tell me, what do you think about this style?
Like you rightfully said, I do feel like the boomers, they did parents with control. Again, maybe because, one, that's what they knew, that's probably how they were parented as well, and two, they were on survival mode, so they were trying to juggle both. In terms of millennials, I think we are, considering the generation and the economy and everything else in between, social media, everything else in between, I think we're doing a really good job. I think we're doing a really, really good job.
And it's not you being biased, because
it's not millennial. It's not because I'm a millennial. No.
Okay, go on.
I think we're very intentional in our parenting. Well, majority, again, everyone. I think majority of us are very intentional with our parenting. We're very emotionally aware of how our words, our actions can impact our children. And we're also able to take accountability when we're wrong. So for example, apologizing to your child. I always apologize to my son when I do something wrong. Not always, but most of the time. But little things like that. And again, I guess it's a reflection of what we didn't get growing up, we're trying to give to our children. And that's why I said it's unfair to kind of rate the boomers' parenting, because I'm sure what they gave us as well was what they didn't get. So it kind of like trickles down and as it goes on. So I do. And then also with millennials, we're parenting under little to no support. With the boomers back in the days, with our parents, our grandparents, there was a village, you know, back home, you go to your grandmother's house or you go to one auntie on the streets, mm-hmm. you're all right, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
But now in this day and age, with everything that's going on, safety, social media, you know, all this crazy things that's going on, we're very more in our own little bubble.
Mm-hmm.
than we are. So we're millennials are parenting under pressure. The economy is a state. And then we have no village or community.
Little to no village
and community. So I think millennials are doing a big one.
They're doing a good job. You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep going. Then we'll know if they are. Right. So tell me, so because I'm big on mental health, you know, that's what mm-hmm. I advocate for.
Yeah.
Do you think, how do you think our parents, the boomers, have suffered mentally during their parenting style? How do you think that's affected their mental, even though they might not even realize
acknowledge it?
Mm-hmm. Do you can you feel that? Can you empathize?
Yes, definitely. And that's why I initially said I can't judge them either. I definitely empathize with their way of parenting. Again, my thought process is you can't give what you don't have.
That's right.
And you can't do what you don't know.
That's right.
So I believe they gave what they could. Mm. And I strongly believe that they didn't even put their mental health first either.
They probably were not even aware.
Some of them are still not aware of what mental health is. So they must have struggled. So when you're at home, you know, your mom is frustrated at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's her being maybe depressed, mm-hmm. but she's not acknowledging it receiving it mm-hmm. in that
all
manner.
Those lashing out, all those lashing beating out, exactly. and stuff. That's their way of letting it out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And myself now as a parent, I see it. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm stressed out. Let me chill.
Take
let me relax.
Out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real because parenting, there's no manual book to parenting. We have books that they'll tell you to mm-hmm, read this, mm-hmm. but like I started with in the beginning, I said this individuality is so important.
Mm.
The way I would parent my firstborn mm-hmm. might not be the way I'll need to parent my second.
That's right.
Do you understand? So it's very, it needs to be extremely tailored and very intentional.
Right. My next question, many Gen X parents mm-hmm. says they were left alone early. Instead that build their strongness. Do you agree with that? Instead it makes them too much old because they were
Gen X is before millennials, isn't
mm-hmm,
it? Mm-hmm. I think so. But then again, it goes back to individualism because you can have two Gen X that lived in the same household and mm-hmm. then one is more confident and one is more timid than the other.
Yeah,
so it depends on that child.
Oh, so there's personal one and then there's parenting one.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's two different things here.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
So another aspect of parenting is generational patterns.
Okay.
And I'm a believer of a lot of things are intertwined with the spiritual world as well in terms of God. So I can parent a child in the same household, but there are generational patterns that get transferred to the child basically just based off the fact that they are from that generation, they're mm-hmm. from that family, that mm-hmm. lineage. So those little things like that should be considered when deciding, oh well, is this child okay or am I doing a better job? And there's so much work to be done within each and every single one of us lineage
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That some of us are aware of, some of this, some of us are not aware of. Mm-hmm. So I think all of that also contributes to the way you parent, the way the child turns out, and every other thing.
I agree to some extent.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm the late of the Gen X.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Western world opened my eyes to some certain things that even my age mates back
mm-hmm.
in Africa probably don't understand. And let's make the easiest one, which like outsource.
Right.
I believe as a man or as a father,
mm-hmm.
it's a joint thing.
Okay,
I can
good.
Wash plates, okay. I can cook, I can do that. But I've had some of my friend that said no, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's personal. I don't think that has to do with a generation, because I believe that some generation, even right now, that will tell you women still have to do some certain things and men has to do some certain things. I think there's still, mm-hmm. some people still believe there's a role in
gender-based roles. Yeah.
Let's touch on that. Do you believe there's actually a role in for genders? What's your opinion? And I would love to hear it.
I do. Because
this thing shape our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do believe there are gender-based roles.
Okay.
But not in the typical way that we've been taught.
Okay.
So for me, gender-based roles will be, as a woman, I have to be the one to carry the baby.
Okay.
You cannot carry a baby.
That's automatic.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's something that you cannot do. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm a strong believer of there are aspects that I will lack that the man should carry and vice versa.
Okay.
But when we're talking about like house chores and stuff, mm-hmm. if you were living on your own, you would clean your house.
Absolutely.
So why should you then wait on a woman to clean your house for you or you know, make the food and whatnot? And yep. I also feel like it depends on what works for you. You know, everyone's different. If in your household, daddy cooks or mommy cleans, then that's your household. Mm-hmm. You can go to the next household, daddy does everything, mommy does nothing. It just depends on what works for you. Right. So I don't necessarily believe in gender-based role. I believe in doing what works for you, whatever that looks like.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I agree to some extent because mm-hmm. I think that's actually a good side to say it. What works for you works for you.
Yeah.
But I still believe that when you're raising kids, there's some things they need to know.
Okay.
In terms of, okay, as a boy, you still need to learn how to do chores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You still need to learn that when you grow up, you have to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
I say that to instinct that into my son, not because you married a wife or you have a girlfriend that are financed in order, doesn't mean that you are not the head of the house.
The provider,
I'm a big believer mm-hmm. of a man taking the lead, especially financially. In no ramification, but finance is very big because yeah. I feel like that's where you actually lose your respect. The first respect you lose is actually from your finance. To me, by the way, opinion. So
okay.
I will raise my kids, a child, either a boy or a girl, knowing that you have to do that. And by the way, I have a girl. So I've seen raising her to let her know that you need to have your finances in order because mm-hmm. you don't want any man to come here and then tell you do this and do this and you have to do it because you have to depend on him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So I think what you're saying there is just things, tools that each gender needs to survive in mm-hmm, the world.
Mm-hmm,
so it's not, I don't think that's necessarily gender based. It's just as a woman, you need to have your financial security. As a man, you need to have your financial security. When it comes to chores, that's a basic necessity
for everybody.
Basic necessity. When it comes to cooking, that's a, you need to eat to survive. So that's a basic.
Oh, but you don't. But some people buy food every day. I have person that buy food literally every day.
Jeez, that's not a financially smart thing to do.
Oh well, what if they have enough money?
Okay, if you have enough money, sure. But still.
So cook. I mean.
So I feel like that's, you know, chores and cooking, that's a basic necessity that every gender needs to learn.
Right.
And I can also understand that obviously back in our father's generation, mm-hmm. now the boomer's mm-hmm. generation, what we've been conditioned, especially as women, to think is this is the gender role, this is where it's supposed to be. The woman is in the kitchen, the man goes out to hunt and work,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't agree with.
Okay.
I feel like times have changed
mm-hmm.
And things are changing and we kind of need to like get with the change.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think in a home setup, where the mom is more financially stable or higher than the man,
mm-hmm.
should the kids know that in the house?
No.
No.
No. I think when it comes to what goes on in the household in terms of like the parent and mom, that should be between themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The kids shouldn't know about nothing that doesn't have to do with the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
No, no, that, okay, my mom pays my school fee or my dad. All you want to know is that my school fee is paid.
Yeah. As long as there's unity, I mean, if there's unity between both of you, there shouldn't be a reason why it's I did this and you, it should be a unified, you know, I'm guessing the man is probably down at the moment or maybe lost a job or something, mm-hmm. then the woman should be able to pick it up.
Step up.
Without having to say to the children, oh, this, you know, I'm the one doing this and whatnot. Again, it depends on the kind of dynamic that they have in that household.
I mean, you've been spot on with your question, what your answer so far. You're doing well, and I love it. Right. So, the millennial, you people, sorry to say.
You people, I'm sure you're part of us.
No. So, the millennial, they are called describe in quotes the therapy generation. But I feel that's where the changes kind of start properly.
So, and
I say that's parenting white healing. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree. I think I wouldn't say we're the therapy generation. I'll say we're the generation that acknowledges the emotional intelligence that is required to be a parent.
That's not to say that
it didn't exist before. It's just we're now acknowledging it. And we know that it's real. You know, that feeling of exhaustion and everything, it's real. That feeling of anxiety, depression, that's real. And it's something that needs to be addressed, and we are addressing it. However, that being said, I also do feel like we can't know it all.
Nobody can.
We can't know it all. So there'll be instances where I might get wrong, you know, in my parenting with my children. And they can get older and say, well, Mom, you kind of lacked a little bit there. You know, that feedback will happen because I won't know it all, you know. So where the boomers and the millennials, the difference is, I don't believe the boomers really tend to take accountability when they're getting the feedback. They tend to take the feedback as an attack. Yes. Whereas we're just feeding back what could have been better. Not any entire fault of theirs, but just feeding back. But I think it's normal. Like, nobody knows. Like I said, parenting is no handbook. Nobody knows it all. And you have to just do what works for you.
And I feel like most of the, I mean, the boomers and the Gen Z, the Haley Gen Z's, the Gen X, is like when you they do not apologize.
Yeah.
They do not acknowledge if they are wrong, because they believe that's the best way to go. And that I mean, I had that problem with my mom growing up anyway, but finally she's there. So some are changing, some refuse to. And that's just thing that we cannot control.
Yeah.
Which is why the generation that we are will try to rectify that. Because when my daughter tells me something, I listen, I get feedback, and I'm going to work on it. I might not acknowledge it immediately or pretend like I don't hear it, but I do hear it and I put it into practice compared to the older generation. And I feel like that's why I said it's a therapy generation where people actually acknowledge how they feel and they are taking to account the accountability of, I can get it wrong.
Yes.
And it's okay to get it wrong.
It is.
No one's perfect. Right. Right, let's take a break, guys. It's been good so far. So we do a quick break. But before we go on break, remember last week, guys, I told you there's a show coming up, Questionnaire Critically Funny. And that's going to be happening at Ukrainian Cultural Center. And on Valentine's Day, you lovers, girl. You lovers. We put it that way. You lovers. You have to be there. I'll be there too. So February 14th from 6 p.m. We're gonna be in this comedy show. The lineup is actually amazing. Harry is there. The lineup is actually there. So you guys don't want to miss this session. I mean, this comedy show. And last week, if you remembered, I said I'm gonna give one ticket away for free. So before the show ends today, I'm going to announce the winner for that ticket that will join me on my VIP seat. I will be in that show enjoying ourselves together. So let's go on a quick short break with this music called Synchro System by Olamide. It's a very beautiful song, and then I'll be back in a minute.
Dancing, synchro system, sunny eye. Control dance floor, bed to new school. Disappear and appear like a magician. They never see another stylish one. Bad energy, keep your distance. 247, I'm grinding. I dey find me mathematician. I dey play every role, every position. think I tell you one shot. Some of me I know they taking some. Truly, truly, life has been a movie. I check dancing, synchro system, sunny. I money, choti do, money, cozy do. Control dance for the junior school.
If not robo, I go give and dada. You already know my piece. I'm a rawa tapa. Here is rawa my G. And I can't lie my G. Truly, truly, God has been amazing to me. All my world is disappear.
Truly, truly, life has been a movie. Raje dancing, synchro system, sunny. Money, choti do. Money, kuzi do. Control dance for bedroom.
This gbedu, make me want to joke do. Dance like this, tambolo in my shokoto. Olofa, from Ijebu to Sokoto. Olongo, secret, want to sing dudu. Yagin, bolo, no, come on, come on. Three spot, five boy, I know, whoa, whoa, whoa. One shot, two shot, I don't know, no, no, no. Five girls line up for my domo, domo. Steez, 100, couple shot, 100. Swagga, 100, I'm back, 200. Mubele, Magin, make them fall, what the f***? Do I look like I give a f***?
Hold up, before I go in. Hold up, before I go in. Roll up, before I switch the flow up.
Yo, who that nagging rocking that no chinchilla? Looking like Syria killer. I don't want ballet, Viaga. I know they function well like Tinapa. I'm just rocking with my jella. It don't be she no pella, and no shadurella. Now God be my propeller. This better too hot. If you put body, you go bleach you. You go turn to a pino. I flow like a psycho, better than Michael. I go faster than a nitro. I bombard the game and I throw bangers like a lager than the caco. Carlos build a battle in Minato. Wangba will beat the Moscato.
Go don't call on down, bit to tico. And my jelly law, now bit to burrito. You meet the lady, bit to chico. Let's call it a day, my finito.
Motherland calls. Hit the call. Radio Africana is the call.
Welcome back, people. Right, as I said earlier before I went on a break, Critically Funny Show is coming up on the 14th of February. Guys, get your tickets. Reach out to me. You can get your tickets with me. You can get your tickets online. The website is actually, let me see if I can find it. Just type in Critically Funny and you'll find the website there. Oh, ticketsource.co.uk. That's the one. Ticketsource.co.uk. That's where you get your tickets for the show. Right, guys. Let's go back and question Miss Lizzie Moore. Right, Lizzie. So, is it possible to overcorrect as a parent?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The reason why I said that is I think there needs to be a balance.
Okay.
There always needs to be a balance. Too much of anything is not good and too much less of anything is not good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there needs to be a balance of, okay, I'm correcting my child, mm-hmm. One, with love, and two, aside from correction, mm-hmm. you need to lead by example. Children learn more by what they see rather mm-hmm. than what you're telling them.
That's right.
Especially as they get older. Maybe when they're like, you know, between 3 to 6, you can still get away with correcting. Mm-hmm. But from like 7 upwards, you yourself.
You have to lead by example.
You need to lead by example.
Right. So there's let me do this experiment. So you have a generation mm-hmm. that give it all in terms of they discipline you, they just, this is the way. Strictly. Oh, yeah. I have a generation that let the kids have everything they want. Mm-hmm. Right. How do we find this balance? Because this has to be in the middle. Right. Is there a generation that is doing that, or how do we get to that level?
I think even now there are generations, there are, you know, households where it's a strict program over there.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. just you follow mommy and daddy rules and mm-hmm. it's strict.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, my approach is balance. Mm-hmm. And I think the best way to do it is understanding your child,
mm-hmm.
understanding what their heights and lows are, mm-hmm. and what they can or can they cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
So in my household, I've got, for my 11-year-old son, he's got like a daily checkboard that he has. And on like Sundays, I give him self-managed time.
Okay.
Self-managed time is for him to do whatever he wants. It doesn't need mommy's help. It doesn't need, you can do whatever he wants. But he also has his routine of what he needs to follow other than that self-managed time. But within those self-managed time, it's his time to show me what he can and cannot do.
Right.
Do you understand? So I'm leaving him to show me, to be independent, to also teaching independence. But at the same time, he's understanding that when it's time to be routined, when it's when things need to be done, it gets done. But then also I have that balance of mommy lets me do this, you know? And I feel like if you're too extremely strict, you're going to miss that with your children. And then what happens is they'll lean towards outsiders. They'll lean towards their friends. They'll, you know, they'll be more open with their friends rather than yourself.
That's right.
And I know, not to say the parents that are strict are doing it out of just pure wickedness. No.
Right.
I believe they're doing it out of love as well. But there just needs to be a balance.
Right.
There just needs to be a balance.
Let's move down to Gen Z, because I feel that's more of a, the whole generation, I'll call it parent-led relationship. This one, I feel, is the child-leads relationship.
Gentle parenting.
Yes. And I don't know if you have anyone around you who's a Gen Z that's parent, or if you have idea. Tell me, what do you think is going on with the Gen Z parenting style?
I don't even think Gen Zs want to have kids.
Okay. Well, that's another question.
From the best of my knowledge, most of the Gen Zs that I know, they're happy just being on their own. They don't, they're not interested in having children, which I don't blame them. The economy is not kind of suitable to be having kids up on that.
Are we actually going to blame the economy on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to blame economy. We're going to blame less community. We're going to blame the whole world because there's just too much going on.
Blame the whole world.
Okay. But no, I don't believe. And then Gen Zs, they all have like a, I'm sorry, they all have like a selfish trait in them. They love themselves and they don't like to be uncomfortable for anybody. So because of that, I feel like they're not interested in having children. They don't see the benefits of having children.
Right.
But the ones that do have children, I think majority of them do like gentle parenting, and then where they...
It's a digital world.
It's a digital world.
All the kids are raised by internet and iPad stuff. And stuff like that.
Which, iPad is not completely bad, by the way.
At least, but fully being raised that's not a parent. That's not a human being parenting.
That's where that's balancing AI parenting. Comes in. Exactly. That's where balancing comes in as well. But yeah, for me, I don't think Gen Zs, they're not even interested in parenting.
Well, I'm sure some people will be there listening to you and they disagree with you.
I hope I'm wrong, because we need to continue the legacy, please.
Because according to my research, so Gen Z children are emotionally expressive, but often overwhelmed. How much of that link back to parenting style? Because at the end of the day, it's all back to the way you're grown up. So now let's not even touch on the latest generation, which is Gen Alpha, which I don't believe they have kids yet though, but because like we said, we are building on this thing from the past. Now if we Gen X millennia have got to a stage where we acknowledge things and we're trying to make a balance, and then the next generation is now like, it's I'm into me, what's the future look like?
Scary.
It is scary.
Very scary.
And I feel like I said earlier, life is a circle. I feel like we'll go to a stage where after, if there's going to be parenting in next generation, it's going to go back again to the start where it's going to be another problem of doing this way, because I've actually gone off my comfort zone to give back to you, so you must listen to me. You must... Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, it's gonna come back around.
It's gonna go back around. That's my opinion. I feel like that's, and which is why we need to do a lot of work. I feel like we are challenged to be the one to stabilize this parenting thing.
At the same time, we can, like I said, with the boomers, we can only do what you can with what you have.
Absolutely, absolutely. So,
and that's why I also said, yes, we can get it right. We can beat the books and be intentional and be, you know, emotionally clocked on, but there will be parts that we're gonna miss. There will be parts that when your children are older and when my children are older are gonna say, well, mom, dad, you know, I didn't like when you did this, you know, you lacked a little bit of this here and this there, which is normal. It's absolutely normal.
So in your word, how are you finding parenting? Tell me the pros and the cons.
The pros and the cons. How am I finding parenting? I think parenting can be easy or harder.
Okay.
Depending on who you decide to have kids with.
Right.
I think that really changes the dynamics of your experience as a parent.
Okay.
So pros and cons, get to have little human beings to disturb you for the rest of your life.
Not for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life now.
Oh, they grow up.
Yeah, they get older, but like they're your babies. Oh, no matter how old they get, they're your babies forever.
Okay, fair enough.
What else? Parenting is a journey. It's an interesting journey. You will cry.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be happy. Mm-hmm. You'll be sad. Mm-hmm. You'll be excited. You will feel all every single emotion in the book as a parent. But at the end of the day, it is rewarding. It is rewarding.
Because I was going to say that if I put you on a scale,
mm-hmm.
Do you prefer the pros than the cons for you? Have you enjoyed more than being annoyed?
I think, have I enjoyed more than being annoyed? I think I have enjoyed a little bit. I have enjoyed a little bit. Could I have enjoyed a little bit better? Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely enjoyed a little bit.
But I feel like it's going to get better.
Yeah, exactly. The older they get, the better it gets.
Good. That's a good one. I've got a message from you. It says, the different in the generation is disciplinary method,
mm-hmm.
then and now. So, which means we are not disciplining our kids now anymore. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the older ones are doing a lot of
disciplinary.
Do you agree with that?
I think we are still disciplining our children. We're just not
in a different way.
Just in a different way. Mm-hmm. Depending on whose household, maybe in the more balanced way,
mm-hmm.
of okay, you know, my son does something, I give him the chance to explain to me what he's done, mm-hmm. and why he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you did that, you know, you've been given out to, even down to if you go out and let's say an auntie from the road said you did something, mm-hmm. your parents won't even listen to you, they just assume that you did that.
Yeah,
now, if an auntie down the road said, you know, your child does something, you'll speak to your child, did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you do that? Go apologize to the auntie, whatever it is. But yeah, I think there is a shift in disciplinary, for sure. There is definitely a shift. But I don't think the shift is absolutely bad. But we have to be careful because there will be a thin line in there before we lose it.
I agree. And before I'm going to say this because I wrote it down. Healing doesn't mean raising kids without discipline.
Yeah. For sure.
It means raising them with fear.
For sure.
And not a fear like they are fearing you, buddy. Mm-hmm. There's something called fear of God. Like, if you don't have a fear of anything, then you're bound to go wrong.
Yeah.
Because there's something that is pushing you that, like, I used to say this, and I say this every day. I think people are quite bored. I turn out good because of my mom.
Oh, that's sweet.
I can say that anyway. Mm-hmm. I thought I was doing it for her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this woman will stress over me. Mm-hmm. She will do it. And everything turned out to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a guidance, someone that you actually think about that keeps you in line, mm-hmm. then there's no way you can get it right.
I agree.
And that's my factual opinion.
But
healing mm-hmm. doesn't mean raising kids without discipline. Yeah,
I agree.
It just means raising them with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is, trauma awareness is actually permissive parenting. Means you can actually, when you're aware of something, mm-hmm. then you can do better.
Yes.
That's it. Children need boundaries to feel safe. Another thing is, guilt is not a parenting strategy, because I feel like that's what our parent did.
Yes.
Guilty.
Even now at our big age, they try to guilt trip you.
Yes, is not parenting. So we're going to cut that out. We're not doing that. Discipline can exist without humiliation.
Oh, yes. I agree. And you I agree on that one. I like that.
That's discipline, right.
Yeah, I agree.
Emotional intelligence still requires accountability.
Clock it.
I love that. Right, guys, I think this has been actually an amazing show. And Lizzie, I really appreciate your input on this. I love it. Everyone in the studio is actually happy right now. I can see their faces, which is beautiful. Right, let's go into an act of the day before we finish. Right, I have one already. Okay. And I'm gonna, I'll let you start. Have you got something to rant about?
No, you go first.
I should go first. Right, so the first one is, why do people put their phone on loudspeaker when they're actually having a conversation? Like, you can put your phone on your ear and do your conversation. Like, why is it on loudspeaker and everybody can hear what's going on? Lizzie, what do you think? That's annoying, isn't it?
I was gonna say it's like a cultural thing with Africans, but I don't.
It's not cultural anymore because it happens in the whole wide world now. On the bus, with either white or blue or green or black.
I mean, it's the UK. It's cold, so maybe they don't want to put their hand the phone in their ears.
Really? The phone is too big.
Yeah, or the phone is too big.
All right.
I don't know. I think it's just a thing that, especially the older generation, they're just used to doing it. I've not really seen any other race do it, just black people.
Really? No. Oh, I've seen other races very well. I've seen more than really? Black people, yes. Which is why it annoys me. So when I hear that, I was like, yeah, I can relate.
I mean, it doesn't really bother me because I've just been minding my own business. But yeah, but I get what you mean. It's kind of like, why am I listening to your conversation? Why do I know everything that's going in your conversation? Especially when, like,
I don't want to know.
If you see someone that's like Yoruba and they're just shouting Yoruba, like, I know everything you're talking about.
Right. Have you got one for me there?
No.
So you have nobody that's annoyed you for the past 1 week before you come here that I can make you feel better.
No. I think everyone has behaved themselves this week.
Good. Right, guys. My ticket for the questionnaire show, which is coming up on on February 14th. Right. So, unfortunately, remember I said I need 5 rants. I did not get 5 rants yet. I have 4. So, whoever send the next rant on my Instagram, PoshP Therapy, my Instagram or TikTok, both of them are PoshP Therapy. So, if you go on PoshP Therapy and write your rant right now and you're the 5th person, you're getting that ticket, which means I'm not going to announce it now because I can't access it right now. So, when I get off the show, I'm going to message you directly and be like, hello, you've won the ticket. So, it's better you just go to my IG right now or TikTok and put down your rant and then you have the ticket. And that's where we're going to be dropping the mic for today's show. So thank you to the production team. Thank you, Lizzie.
Thank you. Oh,
my last question for you.
Okay.
You've been on PoshP Couch now for the first time. Mm-hmm. What do you think about it? What's your opinion?
I enjoyed it. Every bit of it. Very welcoming, the production team, everyone is lovely. Yourself made me feel comfortable as well. So, yeah, absolutely loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. Thank you, guys. And I shall see you next week. God bless you. Bye.
Timbalo kumeru se kinyawo fa ogun. Iga timbalo. tuned to the biggest Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Omo, both fear and faith, they ask you to believe in what you do they see. Now you go choose. Now you go choose.
Cut my coat oversized this year. I know I carry chair, just to I carry chair. And if the tables not on me, I go change the chair. But in the talk, I don't care. Got them aside, I know fear. I go walk out that corner chair. Smart work, no be a kitty. Las Vegas, no be nasty tea. Vision sharp, go dizzy. If not useless, work, I'm a busy. I don't wicked now, shut your racing. People bad, not the reason. Since 2015, I be singing. You safe, try if it easy. People sup like dream, the type where you sleep. I swear to God Almighty. Popsy go show in a brand new truck with my mommy in a GSC. Before I find the waiting, I seek. Mouth no fit talk, you waiting, I see. From this year, talk it to me nicely. Put him as in that supremacy. Go ask your cash, no bum bum. Leave shame for back like bum bum. From Abuja to London. And this year, they go no say I don't come.
You're the end.